Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Baheti Recycling Industries Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jigar Jani from Nuvama Wealth. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Shravani, and welcome everybody. I welcome everyone to the H1 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Baheti Recycling Industries Limited. Today on the management team, we have Mr. Joint Managing Director and Mr. Manoj Shah, Financial Officer. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform you all that this call may contain some forward-looking statements which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to take us through the details of the business and performance highlights for the period ended 30th September 2025. I would also request the management to share their growth plans for the remainder of FY26 and for the medium term, post of which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you so much, and over to you, sir. Yes, sir, over to you.
Good morning, everyone. Myself, Yash Shah, Joint Managing Director of the company. Thank you for being present with us on a call on Saturday. We are pleased to report that Baheti Recycling Industries Limited has delivered its highest-ever profit for the first half of FY26 on the back of sustained demand in India for recycled aluminum. This continues our discipline on operational capabilities and maintaining industry-leading margins while pushing forward with our vision of sustainable growth. I want to spotlight the major expansion underway. We are setting up a brand new aluminum wire rod facility of 12,500 metric tons per annum in our freehold land. But that's just the beginning. The facility will actually be equipped for 25,000 metric tons per annum, giving us a clear headroom for future scaling by FY28. It's important to highlight that the market for aluminum wire rod is rapidly shifting from primary metal to secondary recycled supply. With EPR regulations becoming a reality, we see this transition accelerating, and Baheti is structurally positioned to benefit. Our capacity expansion story isn't incremental. While the original plan was to scale from 29,000 tons to 34,000 tons, as you have seen in our FY25 investor presentation also, careful recalculation and our complete shift from traditional pit furnace to electric furnace means we can now ramp up immediately up to 38,000 tons. With wire rod coming up on top of that, over the next 2 years, you can see that we are aiming to take it to 63,000 tons, representing a step change for both our business and the sector. What sets us apart is not just building capacity, but doing it sustainably. Our focus is on being a cash flow positive, responsible business, maintaining margins even as we scale. That is the most important thing, while driving capital efficiency. We are constantly improving working capital cycles and modernizing our melting operations to boost efficiency and product consistency. Baheti Recycling Industries Limited stands as a partner of choice for marquee clients positioned at the intersection of green demand, industry tailwinds, and the right regulatory moves. We remain uncompromising on quality, profitability, and long-term value creation for all the stakeholders associated with Baheti Recycling. I'd like now to hand over the call to Mr. Manoj Shah, Company CFO, giving the financial highlights. Over to you, Manoj Shah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to present some financial highlights to everyone. The company has reported sales of more than 315 crores, which is showing a 22% growth compared to the previous half-yearly reported sales. Company has also shown the improvement in the parameters of EBITDA and net profit margin in the comparison of previous half-yearly reported financials. Furthermore, management is foreseeing good half-year ahead and year-to-year growth for the company, looking to the strong product demand of the company products. We'll also trying to further improvements in some other parameters also, and assumed it will be showing the further improvements into the company's upcoming year, which also contributing positively into the pictures going ahead. Thank you to everyone for giving me an opportunity to your valuable presence in the earnings phone call. Over to you, please.
Now, let's now open up for your question and answer.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Viral Jain from Share India Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I had a question regarding why are inventory days and debtors days have been gone up so much, even though our volumes have been marginally has improved. And secondly, why our margins have taken a hit, and what do you think going ahead, how it will be improving? Thank you.
Yeah, Jay, please answer.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hello.
Manoj, you are audible, please.
Yeah, please, Viraj, can you repeat your question?
Yeah, so I'm saying that our working days has gone up drastically. If you see inventory days and debtors days, why it has gone so much up, even though our volume has been marginally up this first half? And secondly, why our margins have taken a hit, and how do you see it improving going ahead?
Giving your questions reply one by one. First of all, the inventories and debtors day is gone up because we are procuring the higher inventory in looking into the foreseen of the new customer addition, as well as the maintaining the some more inventory to catering to the upcoming customers immediately, because the company has to maintain the inventory at least 90 to 100 days. It's a industry's norms. If you have to see in the any aluminium recycling,
as we are importer, as we are majorly importers.
Actually, for the maintaining the cycle, we need to be maintaining at least minimum 90 days inventory, but it's a little bit gone up due to the maintaining the sufficient inventory to catering to the our new clientele, which is added by the our sales team rapidly. And second one question is the debtors. Debtors is gone up due to the new customers addition and our sales itself self-explanatory that the new customers are added and which we are selling on that credit basis. So that one of the another reason of scaling up the inventory as well as the debtors is gone up. A third one point is regarding your margin. So if you compare the margin in the half year of the previous, then the extra showing the significant improvement compared to the previously half year reported financials.
So, is there any client that you recently hired and recently acquired, and recently acquired? Recently you have acquired any client, and And margins, what would be the sustainable margins going ahead?
See, I'll tell you one thing in addition to Mr. Manoj's answer. The sustainable margin, as I've told you on the con call also, we are at a sustainable margin of PAT of 3%. But it is because of the summer and the rainy season, the productivity of the smelter goes down a bit. That is why you'll see a sustainable margin of 3%. Going forward, I'm looking forward to the Q3 and Q4. We are forcing a good EBITDA of around anywhere between 8 to 10%. Number one. Number two, as we have taken IITS certificate, as I've mentioned in many of the con calls earlier also, that we have been granted an IITS certificate in the month of June. In the month of June, after that, we are able to cater to new clients like Motherson, Kaparo Maruti Limited, Ashley Alltimes India Limited. So these all the limited companies and all. So we, after that IITF certificate, we are able to target these new clients. Now we are in closely talk with directly with the OEMs like Ola, TVS, Yamaha, Hero, Bajaj. Our marketing team is closely in talks with that. Earlier it was the barrier because of the IITF. We were not having IITF certificate. Earlier it was the barrier. Now after the breach of that barrier, we are targeting more sales in coming quarters and much more productivity in terms of bottom line also.
Just the last question, how much inventory are we keeping keeping currently in terms of tonnage capacity?
How much inventory are we keeping in terms of tonnage capacity?
In the sense, see, how much terms of inventory are we keeping right now?
Manojji, how much quantity you have in inventory?
More than 9,000 metric tons, sir, for the aluminium only.
So, which total
90,000 tons?
90,000 metric tons. More than 90,000 metric tons.
Okay.
Thank you. 90,000 tons?
Hello?
How much quantity you are maintaining? It won't be 90,000 tons.
Just a minute, sir. I have to...
9,000 tons.
Okay, 9,000 tons. It's my mistake.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Patel from Share India Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just a quick question. What led to decline in margin compared to last H2 FY25?
I've told on the call also that because of the first half being, see, this is melting unit. We recycled aluminum here. So because of the excessive heat, the productivity, if say for example in a day, if one pit furnace gives 1500 kgs, they can melt 1500 kgs, it goes down to 1200, 1300 kgs of melting in summer because of the excessive heat, the productivity goes down everywhere. Even the segregation processing facilities, a bit of productivity goes down. If you'll see H1 of that, H1 of 25 with H1 of 26, you'll label that would be a much more comparative data. Still, we are at a sustainable PAT and EBITDA, what we claim to be at.
In addition to that, our second half is always showing the better in compared to the first half.
So our sustainable margin for this year would be around 8% for
yes, you can,
the whole year.
8% you can get.
and PAT margin would be around 3%.
PAT margin would be around 3.5 to 4%. See, I tell you 3%, if you are thinking that 3% is, we have taken a hit in our PAT, 3% is a sustainable margin, what we claim to be in our industry. But as Manoj ji has said, that second half is always better, we are targeting somewhere around 3.5 to 4%.
Okay, 3.5 to 4%. So what would be, and what would be the current revenue guidance for this year, FY25?
In somewhere around same line, 650 crores.
Okay. Then, thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Samay Shah from Nuvama Wealth Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers. My question is regarding the wire rod facility that you will be putting up. So, sir, what would be the capex that you will be incurring for this facility?
The capex for this facility, see, we will plan infrastructure for 25,000 tons, but we'll start up the production by 12,500 tons. So, the infrastructure and everything, for the infrastructure and the 12,500 infrastructure for 25,000 tons and production for 12,500 tons will require a capex of around 30 crores.
Okay, and when do we see this wire rod?
By the second half of next financial year.
Okay, and sir, if you could give us a little bit more about what would be the revenue potential and will the margins from this business be a little more accurate, accretive or no?
Yeah, it will be more better. Why? Because we are going one step forward. Instead of making or instead of steel ingots, now from scrap, we'll draw wire through molten of aluminium. So a margin would be a much better, a bit better. And going forward, if you'll see the top line for 12,500 tons, I'm aiming somewhere around 200-250 crores of top line from this.
Okay, this will be at your optimum capacity utilization, right?
Yes. Somewhere around 80% of utilization, it will have a top line of 250 crores from 12,500 tons. And then after that, by adding furnaces of 6 crores, we can ramp up the capacity to 25,000 tons. Because we'll set up an infrastructure for 25,000 tons. That's why. So particularly that basically from 35 crores of capex, I can do easily do revenue of somewhere around 500 crores.
Right, got it. And the last question from my side, again, actually, this half we have seen inventories pile up quite a bit. So should we expect this to stay sustained like this or will the inventory levels get better?
Inventory levels, see, as I've told on the call earlier also that because of anticipation of new clients after that IITF certificate, in the month of June, we have received that IITF certificate. In July, we have converted Madarsan. In August, we have converted Kaparo Maruti Limited. So this anticipation is keeping us a bit. This because of that, as we have imported to cater to any new client, we cannot say that like that that will require 90 days to import the material first and then we can come back to you. So that is why we are keeping a bit of incremental stock as of now. But this will go down eventually in the coming 1 year, 2 year, 3 years down the line. But a standard industry norms in any case of particularly for pure recycling of aluminium would be somewhere around 75 to 90 days. Because 2 months inventory we need to carry at our premises as this is an import oriented business.
Right. Got it. And so you said capex for this year would be around for the aluminum rod facility would be 30 crores. For this year, what can we expect for FY26 for the remaining half?
Capex?
Yeah.
That we have already done through the internal accruals.
What would be the amount, sir?
Manoj ji, kuch amount bata payenge?
For the current capex?
Yes.
It's a year around 18 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering my question. All the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shweta BK from Equilion Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This question is regarding the aluminium wire rods only. That when we start, we'll have it under our brand name of Baheti or it will be under different name?
Aluminium wire rod will be used for the cable industry. We'll do everything under the name of Baheti. There is no other company. We'll do everything under the brand and image of Baheti.
And so, it will be with the same amount of sales and marketing people, or we'll have different. I'm trying to understand the team will be different, or same team will additional responsibility.
Team would be different.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to understand. And
this is a product portfolio development, so team would be different for this. The marketing team, the production team, the market, and the sales team also. Everything would be.
And can you give an idea as to how we'll plan the sales and marketing strategy for this? Whom are we targeting and how we'll plan
to do it? Aluminum wire rod will be used for different industries. One is steel industry for deoxidant purpose. So we have a set of customer, the same customer which we are dealing in aluminum deoxidant in terms of tubes and all. So this Tata Steel, ArcelorMittal, Jindal Steel, Steel Authority of India, this will be our clients for aluminum wire rod in one set of wire rod. Another set of wire rod, we are targeting the cable conductor industry, like the wire industry like Polycab, APAR, KEI, RR Cable.
Okay.
So we'll have exclusive our sales team and dedicated for this project.
Okay, that's great. So thank you for the clarity and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Singh from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, my question is with regards to one of the slides in the investor presentation, which is more focusing on carbon footprint and EPR. So I wanted to understand how this is helping us right now, or are we seeing any growth or something from this as of now, or we will be seeing this in years to come? I just wanted to understand.
See, this wire rod project and everything we are shifting on this project, because of that only you'll able to see in the coming year the actual picture of it. You'll able to see in the coming year. This carbon emission plays a very important role. Earlier recycling was not getting that much of attention. I'm talking about aluminum recycling. Why? Because actual recycling is aluminum. It takes a lot of processes and all. And the Balcos, Hindalcos, Nalcos, the primary aluminum, secondary aluminum emits 15% of carbon emission that primary emits, because primary digs from bauxite ore, it converts into alumina, and from alumina to aluminum. So it damages a lot of minerals and all. So it emits a lot of carbon emission. And this, because of carbon emission going on everywhere in the world, so everyone is at carbon deficit. They really want what they can do with carbon, how they can reduce their carbon deficit, they are targeting that. That is why the cable industry also has changed its focus a bit from taking aluminum wire, primary wire rod from Nalco Hindalco to secondary aluminum wire rod, the recycling aluminum wire rod. So in coming years, you'll able to see because of this, the secondary recycling industry will get its much, much due attention. And the 28 ERP will also be implemented in at 5% of the aluminum sector, you need to use recycled aluminum. 10% going forward, it would be 10%.
Understood. So just to understand, so this will help us get new businesses, and that's how we will be our peers. Is that understanding right, sir?
100%. This is one of the thing, and another thing is that now this IITS certificate, we are the 5th, 6th one in across India that has been granted an IITS certificate. Now this will help us directly to target to OEMs like Maruti, Hero, Yamaha, that has endless use. As of now, we were giving it to the tier 1 diecaster like Minda Corporation, Minda Industries, CI Automotive. We were giving it to the tier 1 diecasters of the OEMs. But we were unable to directly go to the OEMs because of this IITS certificate. It will also play a very important role in catering to the new clients. So that is why... Yeah, please.
Yes, please continue, sir.
So after this certificate, our Q1 and Q2 also has a huge difference. The numbers of revenue in Q1 and Q2 is also has a big difference.
Understood. And sir, my final question would be on, since we are also trying to venture into aerospace, a wire rod I understood from the con call. Aerospace, I would like to understand more on aerospace side. And we are somewhat planning that we will reach around 1200 odd crores of revenue by FY28. So will this come from wire rod facility and other businesses also firing up? Just want to understand your view on that part. Thank you.
This will come from the existing, we are increasing our capacity to 38,000 tons. So it will come from that also, from wire rod also. It will be a mixture of everything. So we have good baskets with us where we can have a better bottom line. We can go to that industry and we can cater to the demand of that industry.
Understood. And sir, balance sheet looks a bit, leveraged. So how are we planning to deleverage it and keep it lighter? Just to understand from the CFO sir or from you.
In the coming years, you will able to see the deleverage of the balance sheet also. As it is a growing company, so we are at a good speed of growing up to 1200 crores in next couple of years. So in the coming year, after that, from internal accrual, we'll deleverage our balance sheet immediately.
Understood, sir. No worries, sir. Congratulations and all the best for your future endeavors and team. By
thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viral Jain from Share India Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I had a follow-up question. If I believe it to be correct that aluminium, what we are doing is a commodity, then what is our USP or what is our moat that and how do you differentiate yourself from others? And another thing was...
No, your voice is not audible, Viral ji. Aap thoda aur clear batayenge, please.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
As I was saying that, how do you differentiate yourself as a commodity? So, as our volume has also not been so much, not increasing. So, it is because of what's happening that can you shed light on it?
Volumes, I'm not getting your question properly. See, we are not into commodities, number one. As we cover ourselves from every, even in purchase, even in sales. Basically, aluminum recycling industry has its own pros and cons. Aluminum has its own pros in the terms of if you see the margins and everything, in aluminum sector has the highest number of margins. It has its own cons in terms of addressing the working capital cycle and everything, because the industry norms is such that you have to give it on the credit basis. In terms of copper, if you'll see as a commodity, it is actually copper. 0.5% of net margin, maybe maximum to 1% of net margin. And with working capital, that industry norms working capital is hardly 5-7 days is the working capital cycle for that industry, because it runs like that. So you have to understand the difference between metals also, that aluminum is altogether different. You cannot compare it with copper. You cannot compare it with lead. It is a pure aluminum recycling industry. If going forward, when we'll come down to another metal recycling industry, then it will be reduced. The working capital cycle and everything will be reduced on a pro rata basis. So in aluminum industry is altogether a different league, and it has its own industry norms. It is not like that metal has its norms. Every metal has its every metal, the norms are not similar.
So sir, in aluminum space only, so how do you differentiate yourself, or what's your moat into this business? What is your USP? What is your selling point?
We have our USP in the procurement and the processing. The processing, how we process our raw material before giving it to the final melting, it is our USP. How we process, how we make this, how we make our scrap ready, and by a 1% of additional yield, it gives a lot of value addition directly to the bottom line. We are importing more than 50 different type of aluminum scrap, the scrap complexity, how we have customized process, for each of it.
Okay, so, and another thing was our volume was only 10,000 tons this half. So what are your plans by this financial year targeting?
25,000 tons.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
Yeah, hi. So I'll just ask a couple of questions. This is Jason. So, sir, on the aluminium wire rod facility, what would be the working capital requirement? Would it be similar to what we have for the existing business? And does this product need a certification from the customer? And what are the timelines involved once you start the plant in, say, second half of next year? What would be the timelines involved in terms of getting the product certified and then supplying to the customer? Are there any certifications, etc. required for this product? Yeah.
So, answering your question, number one, the working capital will be required, would be much less, as the acceptance of aluminum, secondary aluminum wire rod is new. So, the industry has set a norm on 30 days credit period. So, the working capital requirement would be less. Many of it we can easily source it through the domestic sources also, so we can target from the working capital would be because of not keeping much stock also we can reduce our working capital cycle. So as compared to the ongoing business, this wire rod will require less working capital, number one. Number two, it takes 3 months time to approve the whenever we'll start the trial lot, they'll give us a repeat order of small quantity once it is said, it is done. It will take 3 times for the repetitive order, and in that 3 months' time, if we are through with everything, then we can have a full-fledged vendor code.
And sir, sorry, can you repeat the clientele you are approaching for this wire net facility again?
One would be steel plant, where we are giving currently one product, the Philip rod. There are different kind of rods which will be produced by us. The one is Philip rod. For that, our customer would be existing client like ArcelorMittal, Tata Steel, Jindal Steel, Steel Authority of India. And for the second, the aluminum wire rod, the cable rods, for which we are targeting clientels like Polycat, APAR, KEI, RR Cables, who is actually the manufacturers of the conductors and everything.
Sure, that's great, sir. And sir, if you could help me with, you did volumes of about 10,323. Would you be able to split this into alloys and deox? And also the same, what was the volume done in 1HF525?
Manojji?
58% into the aluminium alloy ingot and rest of the from the deox and other.
And FY25?
No, it's a number of FY25. You are asking about the 24-25?
Yeah, hello. So this first half FY26, which is this first half, is 58-42. Same, yes. Last year, first half, how much was it basically?
51 and 49% for the rest. 51% for the alloy ingot and 49% for the deoxy and other.
And what was the absolute volume, sir, against 10,323 this first half?
First half would be 8,022.
Understood, sir. And sir, revenue mix would be in the same proportion as volume, largely, or revenue mix would be different?
Approximate largely, but alloy, deox and other components will be contributed a little bit more because some of the valuable items are segregated from the aluminium scrap.
But broadly, this will be in 58-42 revenue split.
Yes. 42,
which I have said, is including the deoxy and other item also.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, again on this expansion of 38,000 tons, by when can we assume that this will hit optimal capacity utilization of 80%? By when are you planning that, or as per your estimate, when can we hit that?
We are targeting 75% from FY27 and 80-85% in FY28. Apart from the aluminum wire rod project. By the year end, you will see 65% in this financial year only.
So these are exit run rates you are saying basically?
Sorry?
Right. On exit basically, at the ending of this financial year, we will be at 65% FY26, 75% FY27 and 85% FY28. That's right, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Correct. And sir, given that now we are closing in on a deal with US, any benefits we will see in terms of inventory days for us? Because I believe last time you had said that given that there is a lot of uncertainty on the trade deals, we were keeping a little bit higher inventory. Do you see that benefiting us in some way?
100%. Can you repeat your question exactly? What you are trying
So we are closing in. I think U.S. President has tweeted that they are close to a trade deal with India.
Okay.
So
regarding the tariff, you are talking about.
Yeah.
Regarding tariff, we were not that much of impacted earlier also in terms of tariff, but now the uncertainty in market will be down. So there would not be much either earlier also it would it won't be we were not that much of affected and after that also it will not make much of difference in that.
Okay, sir, understood. And for the you had mentioned that margins for this aluminium wire rod facility will be a bit better as compared to your existing, any ballpark numbers you would like to share? Like we have guided existing, I think 8 to 10%.
Yeah, it see, ultimately in terms of aluminum, I'll tell you what we are targeting internally is a sustainable margin of 8 to 10%. Anywhere between 8 to 10% is very good margin. Only how we are addressing that. We are addressing that only how we can improve our working capital cycle, how we can reduce our inventory in terms of, see this inventory and all will be reduced down the line as we'll be more towards a consistent business volume like for 6 months, 1 year from the new client which we are targeting. It will automatically reduce by 30-40 odd crores. So the inventory level will be come down and everything will be in line.
Sure. That is great to hear, sir. Thank you so much and best of luck, sir. So Shravani, we can check if there are any more questions from any other participants.
Yes, sir. I will quickly announce for one, and if somebody shows up, we'll take it, or else I'll announce for the closing comments.
Yes.
Yeah. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So before we conclude, I want to reiterate the core message that defines YT Recycling Industries today. We are entering a defining growth phase backed by our wire rod expansion, upgraded furnace technology, and a clear focus on sustainability and capital efficiency. Our priority remains simple. Scale responsibly, maintain strong margins and improve cash flow. Strengthen our position as a preferred partner for ESG-focused aluminum buyers. With demand rising and regulatory tailwinds accelerating, we believe Baiti is well structurally placed to deliver sustainable and long-term value. Thank you for your continued trust and support.
Yeah, I would also like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Thank you, Yash ji. Thank you, Manoj ji.
Thank you.
Thank you, speaker. Thank you, all the participants for attending the call. And now we'll close the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you on behalf of Baiti Recycling Industries and Nuvama Wealth. We conclude this call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.